Vanderbilt's Nicholas Zepos is being praised for his leadership of the school, particularly in terms of bringing more diversity to the campus. The university chancellor announced this week that he's stepping down after more than a decade. He cited health concerns. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Author Andrew Marinus has been around the Vanderbilt campus since the late 1980s when he was a student.
Visibly, the campus has changed quite a bit. I mean, a lot of people point to the buildings, but I would point to the composition of the student body. I mean, you can't help but notice it just looks different when you walk around campus.
More than 40% of Vanderbilt's most recent freshman class was people of color. Marinus gives a lot of credit to Chancellor Zepos by expanding the school's use of financial grants and through more personal touches, like inviting Perry Wallace, the first black basketball player in the SEC, back to speak to students. Zepos' leadership has had bumps. Graduate students and non-tenured faculty have both tried to unionize, and some faculty have asked whether financial aid is now too generous to be sustainable. But Zepos has enjoyed a long run. That's despite stepping into the role as an interim chancellor, following the abrupt departure of his predecessor, Gordon Gee, a superstar in the academic world who's flitted from university to university. Zepos, by contrast, has been a career commodore. And after a year-long break, Zepos hopes to go back to teaching law. For WPLN News, I'm Chaz Sisk.